We're gonna have to turn up to be able to be heard over that collar.
Julius.
No, it is absolutely lovely. Charles Nelson Reilly didn't leave me anything. Okay, if everybody's in, the first number tonight is Apropos. Is that how it's pronounced?
Apropos.
Apropos. It's a large, it's like a wolf. It roams the savannas.
Yeah,
this is about a large wolf that roams the savannas. The first number tonight is Irish Murder Ballad, which is lovely. So put your hands over the kids' ears. And it's sandwiched between an instrumental written by our lovely band leader, Mr. Jack O'Lantern. So let's, so this is the, did you give the first part a name yet?
Taking it easy.
Oh. Some Metalpocalypse thing. All right.
Tell them what you got there.
This is a hurdy-gurdy. This one was made in 1803, and it was made by Augustus Gurdy. Augustus Hurdy. He invented the hurdy-gurdy, and he named it after his wife, Gurdy. I have had to replace the tuning pegs, and I have, of course, replaced the strings, and the crank, and the wheel. I replaced this part, too,
well,
right?
I knocked
that out. Yeah, all that. Yeah, you knocked that out. We had to replace that. Yeah, so pretty much this just occupies the space that the original. But if you saw the original, it occupies that space. All right, this is there's a song with no name. There's William Bloat in the middle, an Irish murder ballad, and it goes back into Joe's lovely song with no name that he's calling it Taking It Easy just because he likes to aggravate.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This whole he's gonna sing it. I'm gonna do this thing. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bow? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Oh, girl, girl, give me a chance. I said, let's go slam dance. We're dressed like any girl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some ice cream. I said, no, we only have it ice. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boy song. It was California dreaming, so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. From Cocktail, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president. Yes, yeah, that is the girl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, you don't work here. We said, you don't got Mojo Nixon, then you're still gonna use some fixin'. We got into a car away, we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Yeah, now demand it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, big buds, banana swirl. You and me, we'll travel all the world. Trust you and me, punk rock girl. Multi-instrumentalist means you get to play things like keyboard and the hurdy-gurdy. Other times you get stuck with a whistling tube of plastic. By the way, I wanted to use the whistling tube of plastic that's attached to the melodica, but then spit would come out all over, so Dean talked me out of it. So those of you in the front couple rows,
thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean.
That's good. Jellyfish,
come here, Watson, I need you.
This song's by Daniel Johnston.
You told me you wrote it.
Oh,
you're a liar. Ghost tour, and that's for me. Yeah, if that's my parole officer, I'm helping small children. Where was I? Oh yeah, and it's from what I hear, a friend of mine took it, and it's supposedly like pretty lame. It's like, once there was like a ghost here, blah 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 blah. This is going up on YouTube, and the reason I'm sticking to like scary stuff here is every time I wind up on YouTube, I get accused of being too didactic or too political. It's like a Jello the Opera thing. So I want to tell you, this is like the scariest story. This is a story they don't tell you on the ghost tour. All right, they'll take you around. They'll go, this is where that Dick Standish guy from Channel 3 dropped his bottle and it broke. No, this is real, real scary. There used to be a guy in Philly called Dead Man. Okay, now let me explain what Dead Man looked like. He used to hang out around 12th and Pine, that area. Dead Man, did you ever see Dead Man?
No.
Dead Man used to have. You remember him when I bring him up? Okay. He used to have, he used to wear like white, no matter what time of year it was, white three-piece suits, a hat, sunglasses, and he had skin that looked like he scrubbed it. One of those brushes you use to scrub the toilet after your, like, creepy third cousin's been over. Okay, so, like, never get that stain out of there. Somebody was up watching Cinemax. Somebody was up watching Cinemax. So, and, where was I? Oh, yeah, so Dead Man. Okay, yeah, so Dead Man. So you would think that's how he got the name Dead Man, right? No, it's even worse than you can imagine. This is, everything I'm about to tell you is true, I swear. There used to be a bookstore called Russikoff's down on Pine Street, and Molly Russikoff, who became Molly Dickey, she may be Molly Russikoff again, I don't ask her, but she's a good friend of mine. I think I would know my friend's last names, but Molly, who actually won an award from the Paris Review, like some real cash, I know because I drank, you know, for free for a while from her, a friend of mine. When my friends win money, I drink. Is it winning money if you get the Paris Review likes your poem? Does anybody know? It's winning. If you get free money and you just wrote a poem for it, it's winning, okay? I don't care if it's like a Nobel Prize for literature. You won that freaking money. And they're giving it to people who write, knowing darn well they're going to drink with it. Okay, getting back to the story here. All right, so there's a bookstore called Russikoff's. And again, I don't want to get off the subject, but the anarchist bookstore moved. And I wondered, when they move an anarchist bookstore, they, because they're always like no government, do they bother filling out change of address forms? I'm just saying, what, wooden shoe moved, no, moved down here, and they had to put up a sign, wooden shoe, that says, we are not a shoe store. Because I imagine people coming in wanting shoes and finding Noam Chomsky would get confused and wander in the traffic. And I wonder also, when they were moving things, if everything got disorganized and somebody went, it's anarchy in here. Okay, I digress. All right, back to Russikoff's. All right, so Molly is working in Russikoff's. I am not making any of this up again, I swear. She's working in Russikoff's, and this guy comes in, Dead Man. He's in the white suit. He walks up to her, and he says to her, and she's behind the counter. Do you have any books about embalming? And Molly, I'm 5'5", okay? And I weigh considerably less than I used to, but I don't weigh a whole lot, and Molly weighs a lot less. She might have been 112 pounds time. Molly's like, no. And the guy seems okay for about, I don't know, like a millisecond. And he goes, you know what they do in mortuaries? And Molly's like, she's going behind the counter now, getting out. It's like a little counter to get back behind. And he's pretty much back behind there. And she's backing out. She goes, no, we don't have any books like that. And he goes, you know, to dead people in mortuaries. And she's giving a pretty graphic description. And he's following her through the store. She's going, no, we don't have anything like that. And then her boyfriend at the time, her husband, Bob Dickey, is following. He was in a couple of really great bands. But he's following Dead Man, going, hey, buddy, why don't you back off a little? And it's like this little train going through the bookstore. Okay, now. A few weeks later, people tell me a story. I mean, it's all around. I have not seen Dead Man. Right? A few weeks later, there's an old deli, used to be again down by like 12th and Pine or something, and I see Dead Man come out. I know it's Dead Man. White suit, scrub skin, everything. And he's coming out and he's got lunch meat. I am not again making this up. You can look this up on the internet. I mean, you can look it up. You won't find it, but you can look it up. And he takes the wrapping off the lunch meat. Folds it up, puts it in his pocket, and goes, and I'm thinking, Dead Man, got a bit. Okay, now, one fast forward about 3 weeks later, there used to be a bar called the James. I don't know if anybody remembers the James. It was like an old man bar, and I used to drink there when I was in my 20s on the theory that let the strongest man dance with the prettiest woman. I had to be the best looking guy in the James. I could have had a railroad tie through my head. And these guys all look like Popeye's dad, you know, Poop Deck Pappy. And they all had a story about the Merchant Marines. So you're gonna love this part. It's gonna freak you out. No, he's going for the melodica. He likes the other whistle. The other whistling tube of plastic's full of spit. I'm sorry, I keep dragging this out, but I'm not good with children because I don't have any other than Mexico. And that doesn't count. Where was I? Oh, yeah, you're right. I was about to get to the what happened to the James. Again, this is going to freak you out, so I hope you're ready for it, because you're going to be describing this to a therapist someday. So, I'm sitting in the James figuring, if a woman, I should also bring up the fact, women never went into the James, but if one went in, I had a pretty good chance with her. So, I'm sitting there drinking, you know, just drinking. There's some people there I know, and Dead Man comes in. And I'm like, Dead Man is drinking in the James. Dead Man. And this is before cell phones, when we just had like tin cans with a little string through them. So, you know, I can't call anybody and say, Dead Man is drinking in the James. So what happens is, I'm sitting there, what's he going to order? So I'm fascinated by it. So I see he orders, you know, like a decent like, you know, sort of sophisticated drink. Not like a Manhattan or anything, but just like a straight bourbon or something. Oh, sorry about that. You've got two eyes, and Sammy Davis Jr. had a great career with just one, so you'll be okay. So, dead man drinks, and he's like, he's very dainty. Finger extended, you know, drinks it, pinky extended. Puts it down, he finishes it, and he goes to the bathroom. Okay, not that fascinating. Guy goes to the bathroom. See it before. The James, by the way, had one of those like one-shot bathrooms, you know what I mean? There's just like one toilet in there, which was good for the James, because if two people had gone in there together, it wouldn't have been happy. So, dead man goes in, okay? And he comes out, and he's wiping the bottom of his shoes. I've never seen anybody exit the bathroom and wipe the bottom of their shoes. Straightens up his little dead man costume, walks out with his little goose-stepping step. I was amazed too. And he walks out, and all of a sudden, one of the old Popeye's dad, get back, you guys, gets up and goes to open the door, opens the door of the bathroom. Somebody just shit on the floor. That is the scariest thing ever to happen in Philadelphia. Yeah. Get me out of it. I don't know. Lovely tale. It's 100% true. I wish I would have made parts of it up. Otherwise, I wouldn't wake up in a cold sweat and be like, dead man's coming on the floor.
Do you think
a
dead man drove?
Probably, yes.
What kind of car do you
probably
have?
Probably had a Bishop Camaro.
Thank you. I wake up late at night, I know that everything will be alright. Cause crawling around on my roof is a woman who is also a mongoose.
Celebrity tomorrow, what a dick I am. Like, it is every day.
Time to look at
guitar. This is, I have a guitar, but he has it. Because in all my instruments he took away. Don't ask. He's a mean man. Hold on a second, wait a minute. For some reason, I'm not firing up here. I broke it, now I bought it.
Dangerous.
There we go. Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, well, I fixed it by smacking it. There we go. Hang on to that. I'll make this up to you. This is a new song and was written by our leader, Dean.
Hey.
What?
One, two.
Children, they risk beggars, line the streets, the deep.
like, it's not like it's those lights. What the hell? I'm old.
It's those drums.
Is there a drum? Oh, yeah. Okay, I got to show you.
Are you guys ready?
One,
two, three.
I swear I can get security
didn't
in
I
here.
Play that song?
All right, hang on. I've got to. Well, hang on. I've got to do that because if I don't, there's no other purpose for me to be in this band. This is again a rarity, so I hear your name.
Stuart!
What's your, you're okay?
Oh, Stuart's a positive.
Across the sea, that's where your hand was taking me. Go into places that I've never been. I hear your name. Someone's calling your name. I better go now. Someone's calling. I thought I saw you walking down the sidewalk. I blew my horn, but it wasn't you. I thought I saw you in a department store. I turned a corner, but you were someone else. I hear your name. Someone's I better go now. Someone's calling your name.
This is the final. Hey Rob, how much time do we have? Okay, so we'll do this one, and then maybe we'll take some requests. Yeah, okay.
Like jellyfish?
No.
Say it one more time. I won't be responsible. All right, here we go. Yeah. request for Stewart, right? Can we do Stewart?
Sure.
All right, well, I've ruined it now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know what, Stewart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Don't get me wrong, they're fine human beings, they're good Americans, but they're content to maybe sit back, kick back, move 4 16-ouncer, maybe watch some reruns of Morgan Mindy on Channel 57. They're good people, Stewart, but they don't know what the queer are doing to the soil. His old man said, Dad, get me a burrow owl. I'll never ask anyone else again as long as I live. So the guy breaks down and buys him a burrow owl. 10:30 last Thursday night, I got my yard. There's the worker kid looking up in the tree. He said, what are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for my burrow owl. I said, jump in Jesus on a goddamn photo stick. Everybody knows the motherfucking burrow owl is a goddamn hole in the ground. That summer about 10 years ago, my oldest boy Bill Jr. died. Another carnival comes to town every year. That year they came through the ride called the Mixer. The man said, keep your head and arms inside the Mixer at all times. Ah, but Bill Jr., he was a daredevil, just like his old man. He was leaning back saying, hey, look at me, look at me. Pow, he got decapitated, and they found his head over by the Suspiria t-shirt. It's a great movie. Take a look at the soil around any Dollar Tree city with a big underground homosexual population. Des Moines, Iowa, perfect example. Take a look at the soil around Des Moines, Stewart. It ain't no goddamn good. You can't plan on it, and sure as hell can't build on it. Government says it's due to poor farming, but I know it's a queer. They're not with the aliens. They're building land just for gay Martians. I swear to God. You know what, Stewart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Once again, I failed to. Oh, what's that?
Rocket ship.
Oh,
just play that.
Did we play that again? Theme
Street.
Theme
Street.
Theme Street.
Theme Street.
Theme Street.
Little man in my head.
What?
Girl Hunt.
Theme Street.
Girl Hunt too.
All right. Well, you are
time.
Right down to there, I think.
shirts certainly are comfortable. Rob, will there be more of these available at the show tomorrow night?
Of course there will.
Someone tried to set fire to this earlier. It's not only flame retardant, but the people try to set fire to it will burst into flame. This thing is absolutely amazing. Had JFK been wearing one of these like this, he'd still be president today. Sorry.
What are we doing?
Girl brother.
Girl what?
Girl. I thought you said rawhide. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give it a try.
God's King brother.
Jacket, neon, disco Yeah, well, there used to be this guy named Brubaker. He used to live right down the street, and we used to throw donuts at him. I might need to borrow this for just a second. I'll play it. No, I got it. You'll get it back.
We have the reverb pedal.
Yeah. We have to kind of recreate a reverb effect here. Cosmic. That'll do it. Oh, you want to really go. Somebody very good wine with and watch scary movies on TV. So,
what
are we doing? Hey, Sean's
Big Lizard.
Big Lizard? Alright, he's got, yeah, he loves
I thought he got one.
You're fired, he's hired. Why? I don't care.
Sorry. Big Lizard? Yeah.
Down my neighbor's door while I bought a big list on $1.50. Problem. Thank you.